You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Twitch it. Listen. Don't you worry about it. Because out of all of that, I still got to cry out to him and say, Lord, deliver me. So I had to say, Lord, deliver me, yeah, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, oh Lord. Anybody can testify, hurt me. And I say, Lord, like you really know you're coming out. One minute is
Exodus, also known as Deliver Me, Leandria Johnson, Donald Lawrence, I want to say. So we got that out of the way, right? So now I'm going to give you the topic of the night. Like I say, it could go any kind of way, but we're just going to talk about it in general because it is a must that we do this with everything that's going on. So the topic for tonight is church relations versus worldly relations. No, I'm not a pastor. I don't claim to be a pastor. I don't claim to be a Bible thumper. But I do believe now in the way the Lord said you're supposed to do it. So I pulled up this website, Focus on the Family, and they had an article in here about the three lies about premarital sex. Three lies about premarital sex. So, one of them is saying that the scripture is outdated, right? When was the Bible written? Over 2,000 years ago. So, when Cindy met Rob, she knew that even though he was attached. When Cindy met Rob, she knew that even though he attended church, he didn't share her convictions about premarital sex. Rob thought it was okay and even good for dating couples to engage in, and Cindy believed it was wrong as from a Christian perspective. There we go. As their friendship progressed, Cindy and Rob's opposing viewpoints caused some hot debates in their relationship. It also forced them to both take a second look at their convictions. As a result, Cindy developed a deeper understanding of truth, and Rob was forced to face the lies he always believed. If you're like Cindy or Rob, you've taken a stand for or against premarital sex, but you are not sure why, here are some things to consider. Point number one, scripture is outdated, right? Like I said earlier, the Bible was written over 2,000 years ago. I'm not going to read this whole thing. I'm just going to paraphrase it. Like many singles, Rob thinks the scripture on sexual purity are outdated or outdated and archaic. Those parts of the Bible aren't relevant today. He told Cindy, after all, when all the scriptures were written, that people during that time got married when they were teens, so they didn't have to struggle with the sexual temptation like we do now. So the question is, are we supposed to have premarital sex? Are you supposed to test drive the sex before you get married, or are you supposed to wait? That's the real question we're trying to get to tonight. Like I said, I got somebody that's supposed to be calling in, and we're going to answer that question directly because I can't answer that question. What the Bible say is, wait till you get married. Okay, wait till you get married. But everybody knows, everybody is human. So, you know, it is what it is. Doesn't sex produce intimacy? Well, yes, no, maybe so. All of the above. This is not that graphic of a show, so if you have kids listening, this is educational to them. I don't mind them listening tonight. But the Bible said, not me, not We Talk Radio, the Bible said you're supposed to wait till you get married. Now, by show of hands, how many of us actually waited till we got married to have sex? Don't see no hands going up. Don't see no thumbs up. Don't see none of that. So, therefore, this is like it's proven itself to be like the scriptures are old, outdated legacies and stuff like that. However, the Bible is the same. It never changes. It's God's word, God's promises. It's the Bible is the book that we all need to read and study for our own benefit, along with helping our kids that were born out of wedlock. We need to help them out and, you know, try to teach them to go the biblical way, you know, why they feel pure or whatever. If you already got some children that are experiencing these things here, you need to go back to the Bible and tell them right from wrong. You know, it is what it is. I can't tell you how to raise your kids. I'm not the expert. I'm just the messenger. So during their discussion about premarital sex, Rob insisted it was good to engage in sex with a dating partner because it brings you closer. But it also brings you apart, too, if it's not right. You have everybody's demons are inside of you from your partner's previous people and yours as well. So you're contaminating your body by having premarital sex, pretty much. Cindy believes that this is true and not true. On one hand, the Bible says sex causes two people to become one. Therefore, it is more than just a physical act. It is also a spiritual encounter. And that came from Mark chapter 10, verses 6 through 9. Additionally, Dr. Patricia Love, the author of The Truth About Love, writes that a feeling of intimacy is created by a chemical cocktail that is produced in the brain during sex and stays with each person for up to 24 hours after intercourse. Perhaps the physiological bonding is what Rob was referring to. On the flip side, having sex is no guarantee that the deep emotional intimacy that everyone longs for will develop. So that just said, you giving up the goods after God told you not to give up the goods, and now y'all have all these different feelings and, you know, different emotions going on about yourself. You're feeling the negative energy from a previous relationship. So it is best and it's wise to follow the Bible from the start. So you can be a born-again virgin. Yes, you can. You can be a born-again Christian. Yes, you can. You can be born again for a whole lot of things. It's just a process that you have to go through. So with that being said, It says, can't sex help you determine compatibility? Yes, no, maybe so. But the Bible clearly states that you're not supposed to have sex before marriage. Okay, so before we go any further, before the elders of the church, the elders of this congregation get on her, and I'll say it again when they get on her, don't put a young person down, turn them down because they had a kid out of wedlock, because you need to check the skeletons in your closet to see what's going on. So you can't blame what the kids of today, my generation and the new generation, are doing until you look into your own closet, because I'm pretty sure there are a bunch of skeletons in your closet that you didn't want nobody to find out about. So before you start going accusing someone of being worldly and not churchly in a relationship, you need to check yourself. Shout out to Tequila. Yeah, Tequila Jackson Clark. Shout out to, my cousin's on here. Hey, Braille, how you doing? All right. So with that being said, I mean, I'm just keeping it 100 today. This is the Shine Lord Radio, and this was inspired, you know, that's something that touched my heart today, because I was told in a conversation that, the reason why you can't do this, not me personally, but the reason why this person can't do this is because they had a baby out of wedlock. Okay, when did you have your baby? As a matter of fact, let's change the question. Where's your baby dad? Is he your husband? No, he's not. So therefore, you need to watch what you say and how you bring it to people, because not everybody follows the Bible. They should. As Christians, we should. But as individuals, as human beings, it's hard. So that brings me to my next point, which is, can it help you determine your compatibility? So you waiting all this time, you dating, and then y'all get married and find out there's something wrong with the tool. What are we going to do? You're already married now? You know, so this is not We Talk Radio talking. This is from this, like I said, the three lies about premarital sex. It's not We Talk Radio. We don't condone all that. I'm just bringing it to the light because that's a subject that touched my heart today after someone said what they said about a friend that I do. So I had to go to Google. Google was my friend today. Pull up some stuff, and yeah. So when Cindy suggested to Rob that this test drive mentality could lead him to compare his wife's sexual performance with other partners he's had, he denied it. No, it wouldn't, he admitted. So once again, those negative spirits of your past is still attached to you, whether you believe that or not. I'm not in Scientology. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a minister. I'm not nothing but a member of the church. I'm a child of God, and this is what I've come to realize after my wrongdoing. So you want to take a sex test drive, just like you want to buy a car. Before you buy it, you want to test drive it to make sure it's not a lemon, to make sure everything is working how it's supposed to. But again, the Bible brings it back and say, don't do it, because if you really love this person, it's going to work out regardless. Y'all can teach each other how to love on one another. I just sent a whole mouthful of her. Dang, you go, girl. But yeah, no test driving. If the kids are listening, no test driving. No, that's not how you're going to do it. We're going to teach parents, keep teaching your kids what the Bible says. Even though some churches are closed still, have a Bible meeting, have a Bible study with them at least once a week. And if they can prove to you in the Bible where they said it was okay to have sex before marriage, then so be it. That's just like you saying it's okay for all this A, B, C, D, L, S, Q, B, T, whatever, that's, it's okay to do that. Show me where in the Bible that it says it's okay to be that. I am not throwing no shade on nobody. Just speaking facts. If you can show it to me in the Bible, I'll step back. But if you can't show it to me in the Bible, I ain't going to step back. I'm still going to stick my ground on how I feel about those situations. So before we move in further, if you have questions, you want to call in and be a guest, a speaking guest, you can call 563-999-3456, or you can join me on Zoom at 811-095-7095. So with that being said, here is Encourage Yourself, and we'll be right back to the number one listening station and the number one show, Shine Lord, because I produce and host. Ha-ha. Shine Lord Radio right here on We Talk Radio. Y'all ready? Here we go.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
they still walk
together. They still
church relations versus worldly relations. Okay, so according to The Guardian, this actual article is about 6 months old. 6 months old. Sex is for married heterosexual couples only, says Church of England. Pastoral guidance also calls for Christians in gay or straight civil unions to be abstinent. So what that mean? What does abstinent mean? Restrain yourself. Lock down, clean, clean, as my dear will say. The Church of England has stated that sex belongs only within the heterosexual marriage and that sex in gay or straight civil partnerships fall short of God's purpose for a human being. Bishops have issued pastoral guidance in response to the recent introduction of mixed-sex civil partnerships. Whoa, okay. Which, for Christian marriage, that is the lifelong union between a man and a woman, contracted with the making the vows, remains the proper content for sexual activity. The church seeks to uphold the standard in its approach to civil partnership and to affirm the value of committed sexually abstinent friendship within such partnerships. It adds sexual relationships outside of heterosexual marriages are regarded as falling short of God's purpose for human beings. So, that wasn't me. That was the Bible, not me. So, that brings me back to the first one. So, Rob and Cindy, remember we were talking about Rob and Cindy. So, for example, if sex before marriage is okay because people supposedly can't control themselves, then it must be okay to engage in pornography too. After all, the temptation to watch and participate in porn abounds like it did in the Bible times. But not surprisingly, when Cindy asked Rob if it was okay to engage in pornography, he theoretically changed his pornography isn't okay because it's damaging to the people who are doing it, and it's not very Christian. Why does Rob have an inconsistent view of purity and the Bible's command? Additionally, if scriptures in the Bible became untrue because people can't control their desires, and control their desires are like control their desires, then we all have to cut out some commandments on stealing, lying, cheating, and having affairs. Sure enough, there are holes in Rob's sex before marriage theology, just like there would be holes in the Bible if Cindy cut it up. So, doesn't sex produce intimacy? Once again, genitalia sex is an expression of intimacy, not the means of intimacy. True intimacy springs from verbal and emotional communication. True intimacy is built on a commitment to honesty, love, and freedom. True intimacy is not primarily sexual, encounter. Intimacy, in fact, has almost nothing to do with our sex organs. A prostitute may expose her body, but her relationships are hardly intimate. Wow, that dropped a nugget that I didn't even realize. So, once again, the message for today. Parents, talk to your children about premarital sex and maybe have a talk with yourself about having premarital sex. And yes, this is the Shine Lord Radio. And yes, this is a very hot topic. Like I said, I had a discussion with some friends earlier today. And I said, oh, that'll be a good topic. Church relations versus worldly relations. Now, all of us out there in the world, if you don't agree, you just don't agree. I can't make you agree. I can only show you facts. I can show you what Google sent me, and then I can back it up in the Bible. But if the shoe fits word, if it don't, I'm so sorry. So sorry, I'll carry it in a size 9. But, yeah, you might want to go back and do some reading and research. Can't sex help you determine the capability Compatibility. Oh my God, I need tongue twisting. Hey, what's up, Diana? Good. So, Rob told Cindy it felt as if it was unreasonable to expect him to abstain from sex before marriage because no one would buy a car without test driving it. Oh, wow. Didn't I say that earlier? So he couldn't imagine committing to a marriage without testing the sex drive. Okay. Well, yes, you have a point, but no, we still don't have a point because the Bible just told you up here that is you just got to wait. You can learn each other better if you just wait. When Cindy suggested to Rob that his test drive mentally could lead him to compare his wife's sexual performance with his other sex partners, he denied it. No, I wouldn't, he adamantly said. Again, past sex partners remain in a person's spirit. So if you have multiple sex partners, and then you finally find the one that you want to marry, all the other sex partners are transferring their spirits into your new relationship. So you need to think about that before and after what you're going to do. But, just keep it real. Be celibate. Like I said, you can get born again virgin, so be celibate. And you can be. Until somebody put a ring on it, you don't need to be doing it. Point blank, period. If you don't like what I have to say, guess what? I can't change your mind. But anyway, however, his logic is faithfully and faulty. Here's why. If it was true that Rob wouldn't struggle with comparison, why would he need to test drive anything? That means the car or the sex. After all, if he never had multiple partners, he would automatically think his wife was the best. For example, the man who hasn't ever seen or driven more than one car does not know what other cars look like, other cars are like. Therefore, he cannot be satisfied with his automobile. Partners can also feel threatened if they think their mate could be comparing them with other sex partners. There go that negative energy I was talking about. When Cindy randomly asked 10 women at work if they would be worried that their husband was comparing them if they had intercourse with multiple women before marriage, 80% of them said yes. So that just tells you right there that on the flip side, the males really and truly don't care. I'm not gonna say they don't care. They just trying to, I guess, get their count up. But in order to be spiritually blessed and have a spiritually blessed relationship, you don't need your count up. Your count should be at one, or at the least, it's supposed to be at zero, but it should be at one or two at the least, no more, because then everything seems to start happening. You're transferring those demons into your future wife or your wife at the time, since we're talking about premarital, now they're married. And now you're transferring all the negative energy from your past relationship to your new relationship. That's not cool. That's not what a woman is there to do. A woman is to be a helpmate, not having all these spirits coming in and messing up her energy. And then she has an attitude with you. No. So, men, y'all need to control yourselves. And women, too. I ain't just going to get on the men. It's for everybody. Everybody needs to control themselves. Everybody. Try it for a while. Try celibacy for a while. There you go. Yeah, there you go. Try it for a while. See how it works out for you. And then if you can last 6 months celibate, you can go another 6 months and another 6 months and another 6 months until you find that one that really wants to be with you. So that's my advice. That's not We Talk Radio advice. That is my advice. Go be celibate, men and women. Yes, is it hard? Yes. Can it be done? Yes. When was the last time you had, premarital sex? Been a year, been 2 years, been 3 years, been 4 years, whatever the answer is. as many times as you've done it, you need to face, you need to try to pace yourself to be intimate for that same amount of time. Point blank, period. There you go. That's how you get that out. Be intimate the same amount of times that you have been, I mean, be celibate the same amount of times that you have been intimate. Where was I? Okay. So he said, yes, perhaps you're asking, what if, like Rob, I'm guilty of a sexual sin? The first thing to remember is that no sexual sin is beyond God's forgiveness. Thankfully, he doesn't withhold forgiveness or grace for those who ask for it. See, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 promises that if you confess your sins, that he is faithful to forgive and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Note, this includes all sins, because no one sin is bigger than any sin. No one sin is bigger than any sin. I'm going to say that three times for the Holy Trinity. No one sin is bigger than any other sin. As far as the east from is from the west, so far he has removed and transgressions, which are sins, from us. In addition to forgiveness, God wants you to embrace his grace, that he will help you move forward in life and embrace the promise he has for you with joy, in spite of all the choices that's out there on the buffet line. God brings you to the relational fulfillment. Why am I getting tongue twisted? But y'all got the point. You know, just wait. Pray for a good soulmate. Pray for a good helpmate. And when you pray for it, don't rush it. Pray for it. Give it to God and throw it away. Don't even think about it. No, don't dwell on it. Because when you start dwelling on it, then that's when you start breaking your celibacy. That's when you, today will be a good time to start your celibacy, to say, hey, I am about to change my life for the better. I'm about to do what God said, what the Bible said, what stuff said the Lord, and wait. If you pray that tonight and you turn around and mess up sometime during the week, pray for forgiveness and try it again until you can get it right. If you can't get it right, you might need to go see a psychologist. You might need to go see a priest. You might need to go see a minister, pastor, or whatever denomination you are. You might need to go see that shepherd of that church and talk to them about your situation. Because anything is possible. You can stop anything. Just like people have said they have a hard time stop smoking cigarettes and they got the nicotine patch, it helps them. So maybe God needs to give you a patch that help keep the relations part away. Yes, it's true. Men and women can be best friends and never do anything. So that right there, somebody say, well, that's my friend. You know, we this, we that. No. Your friend is supposed to be a friend. Your friend is supposed to be one that lifts you up and try to keep you on the right track. So if you have friends that's doing otherwise, maybe you need to check your friends. Maybe your circle needs to get a little bit smaller, because that is not the way God intended for it. And, yes, I'm speaking this from my heart. I know I did wrong, but I prayed about it. Like I said, there were people, not just me, it was several people that had children out of wedlock when I was growing up. But the older people looked down at us like we were the sum of the earth. Like, how could you do that? Why would you do that? Okay, I was, 25 when I had mine? So I had finished school and everything else, but it's younger than me that was talking about left and right. And they got, you know, now they got grandkids. But you still got these older people saying, you know, well, you shouldn't have did this, this, and that, and whatever, whatever. But guess what? What did you do when you were our age? If you can compare us to what you did, I'm pretty sure you'll be quiet from here on out. Because, like I said, them dry bones, them skeletons in the closet, they're going to start coming out when you start talking about people. Don't do that. Don't. tonight. We don't want that negative spirit on you. Anybody on Facebook want to type in a comment or got a question? I'm right here to ask you. If anybody on Zoom want to type in a comment, I'm right here to answer. Anybody on the phone line want to comment, press the number one. And we're going to take another song break while we're waiting on these questions to come in. I hope y'all are enjoying the topic for now. And if you have any suggestions on another topic, email me at bray@wetalkradio.com. And we will get that information on, try to get your question on. If you have somebody you want to be on the show, let us know.
It's just me and you. I feel so lost. I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my
this brainstorm keeping my coworkers away.
But that's okay.
I got this. That's why I'm the number one producer program director in Ohio. Also a host. So, yeah, we got this. Then they get to the Mary. Then we'll be back with Tumblr.
Don't ever depart.
Topic. So I have another similar topic that goes kind of hand in hand with this. Now, there was a story about maybe, what did they say, 6-7 months ago of a pastor who was going around congregation. Put it like that, PG-13, it is Sunday, I don't want to put too much out there. But he was going around, and he was like, he was helping the women of the church. And I do believe his name was Pastor Johnson, but I gotta go back and find it for sure. Don't want to put no pastor out on blast. But join us next week when I talk to the first ladies, which are the preacher wives. Because of that situation that happened back 6-7 months ago, and it got exposed, I wanted to interview a couple of wives, first ladies, about how they feel about their husband getting calls all time of the night, day, whatever, from a church member or from different church members. So that's what we're looking forward to the next week. They are two young ladies that I know. Well, they're older than me, but they're still two young ladies that I know. Been knowing them for a little while now, and I feel like they can bring it home to me. And one of them had the audacity to say, "Get you an older woman." I don't want to talk to the old women. I want to talk to the people that I can relate to. So, with that being said, be ready for next week's show where we're talking to First Lady Rogers and First Lady Ellison. Yeah, they will be on. I will have their bios and stuff. I'm just giving you the names right now. You can figure it out when you get it. I don't care. One is here in Dallas. One is in Oklahoma City. Okay, there you go. That's your teaser for the week. One's in Dallas. One is in Oklahoma City. And then I was asked by some more people on our Hot Topic panel, where do I get my inspiration from? Well, music is my therapy. When I'm down and out, turn on some good music. It could be gospel. It could be R&B. It could be whatever. I even listen to a little country music every now and then. And that's when I'm really, really feeling down because, you know, those country music songs, like, "Oh, she loves me," you know, stuff like that. I ain't gonna think, yeah, but yeah. So it's on time, and you know, that's just, it's just a therapy. It's therapeutic for me, and I felt that with everything that's going on, that we need to get together and do something, get a platform together. And I want to thank our founder and president of We Talk Radio, Kia D, for giving me this platform you know, first my job was a Hot Topic panelist. Then I proved that I could produce. And now I'm doing all three, hosting, producing, programming, and all that. So this is a good little gig for me. And if y'all don't know my story, I am disabled, but I'm still trying to prove it to people. So this right here, it, like I said, music is my therapy. When things are going wrong, you will see me with my headphones on, bobbing to some kind of music. And that's how I get through what I'm going through. Because nobody knows my story. Nobody can walk in my shoes. There's many a day that I just feel like giving up, but I know I can't because I got a little one here. And I just can't give up now. Once he's grown, I might, but I ain't gonna leave that at. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to work for God is ready to call me, because if I speak those words into existence, it might just happen sooner than later. So no, I'm not speaking those words into existence. I am speaking healing. I am speaking either getting my disability started so I can go further on with whatever else is going on with me, and with all y'all prayers and thoughts and concerns, you know, God hear people's prayers, especially if they praying, you know, praying for you, and they're righteous, and you know they're not faking and shaking. He hears those prayers, and I feel those prayers most of the time. So you know, for everybody that's out there that's praying for me, thank you. Everybody that's out there praying for everything else, thank you. And so with all that being said, is I'm not giving up on We Talk Radio. I'm not. Why not? Because radio is my passion. Yes, I went to school for medical assistant at EMT. Passed it. Did it. Got a T-shirt for it. But guess what? This is where I want to be. Online radio, you know, in the comfort of your own studio and making it do what it do. We are growing, and we will have, you know, several more shows added to our list. But right now, we on every day of the week. Tonight, we had a 7 o'clock show called Brand New Day with Emily Blue. And her co-host is Deanne Lex. And she, they are inspirational and motivational speakers. Emily Blue is a minister of music, if I'm not mistaken. But she's some kind of minister, so she's also a teacher. And she's getting ready to get back to teaching school virtually for a little bit. Deanne Lex, I really don't know too much about her, all except for her son went to my alma mater, which is St. Philip's. Shout out to the St. Philip Saints. And then at 8:30 on Sunday, of course, you got my show, Shine Lower Radio, which was originally Kia's show. And Kia said, nah, I'm giving this to you because you're doing a good job. I was leery at first because I'm just not a big talker, but I see I am right now. Anyway, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., yes, 6 a.m. Cali time, I'm up doing a show called The Morning Grind, hosted by Kijana Owens. And it's at 8 o'clock, like I say, our time, 6 o'clock their time. So, yeah, I'm up at that time of day doing a whole show. Then come back at 8 o'clock p.m., we got Kia D Unplugged with a Hot Topic with everybody there. Tuesdays, we have Turn Up Tuesdays, and that's hosted by my alter ego. It broadcasts live at 12, and then it replays at 7 by my alter ego. Wednesdays, we have After the Lights Go Out. That's more of our candid show. We ask you to put your kids to bed because it's, you never know what's going to come out of somebody's mouth on Wednesday night. So just FYI. Thursday, we have Throwback Thursdays. It starts at 10 p.m. You know, all the good throwback music, whether it be R&B, soul, rap, jazz, whatever, it's all throwback. So I had to go dust off the crates and look through my records and see what I had. Look through my records and see what I had and what I can salvage and save and put on for Thursdays, so that Thursday. Then we got Friday night. Friday night is our real turn-up night. We have a club, We Talk Radio, again, hosted by my alter ego. So from like 12 to 1, 12 to 2, you know, clubs are closed, so we can't go nowhere. Why we can't turn up at home and have a virtual party? So that's what we're doing Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Friday nights going into Saturday mornings is a virtual party. More than welcome to join us then. Then you have at 10 o'clock on Saturday, 10 a.m., you have Mind, Body, and Soul hosted by Big Joe. 2 p.m., we have the Ken and Ross Show, I think, next Saturday, or was it this Saturday? Probably the next Saturday is their last show because school has started for some, and we don't want to get their focus off of school just to do radio. So I think this Saturday was their last day. If not, we got one more episode. It's all good. And then we back here Sunday again. So as you can tell, I'm busy. And I like that. It's not strenuous. I ain't got to lift nothing. Something I can do from my couch, my floor, my dance floor. I got a whole dance floor with some, you know, lights or whatever. And, hey, we can make it do what it do. Like I said, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday night, we have a virtual party. Meaning I would like for everybody to join us on Zoom so we can party like back in the day. Yeah. That's all I have to say at this on both shows at the time. So we're about almost done with this show. Let me give us a quick prayer, and then I'm playing music the rest of the way. You all, thanks for tuning in. My God, LaVon, Eldridge, and Keithan, thank y'all for joining in on Facebook. Thank you, Harvey, on the phone line, and thank you. Can't read your name. Hold on. Oh, that's my glasses. Really? Okay. Thank you, We Talk Radio Network on Zoom. My bad. I was like, hold on, who is this? Okay. So thank y'all for all tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for these topics. Thank you for my guests that came on to listen. And I hope I put some knowledge in someone's head that they will take heed to the word of God and draw themselves closer to you. I do believe that those changes and those things are going to happen because of everything that's going on now. And God, for that, we say thank you. Thank you in advance. That we say thank you for letting us get our lives back together, get our health back together, get our finances back together. And in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. So, with that being said, I'm going to play like 2 more songs and then the show will be over. Once again, if you have a request for a song to be played next week or a request for a topic, next week topic, y'all already taking stuff. But you got another request, go ahead and email me at bray@weetalkradio.com. And thank you again for tuning in to the number one listening station. What is it that y'all said with me? Type it in your comments. We Talk Radio Network. And here goes.
I'd like to talk to you this evening. I'd like to talk to you about getting on when things are not going quite so well. Like this morning, I woke up. I was real depressed. But something told me, so you gotta keep on keeping on. I feel like going on.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the league of justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.